To all who come to our happy place, welcome to the No Guilt Disney podcast, where we have no guilt about our love for all things Disney. Welcome to a special breaking news edition. We are going to talk about the Ren Disney information that just came out today and try to get you up to speed on what the heck is going on, because it's a lot. It's a lot, a lot. Because this is a special recording, Teresa wasn't able to join us. However, Jane is here.
Hello.
Hello, Jane. And between the two of us, we're going to try to run down what we know at this time and hopefully not confuse you any more than you probably are. But I can't promise that because this is a lot. Did I mention this is a lot? I feel like I should repeat that multiple times. All right, Jane.
Listen, we've got this. This is what we do.
Okay, this is true. This is true. We live for this. Okay. Jane, introduce yourself real quick, and then we'll go ahead and get started.
Well, hello, everyone. My name is Jane. You can find me on Instagram at RealMousewifeWDW. And yeah, that's all I've got. I'm one of your lovely co-hosts here at the No Guilt Disney podcast.
And you totally pulled a Teresa there with the hello, everyone, because that's how she always starts it. Teresa, we miss you. All right. Hi, I'm Patty Holiday with NoGuiltTravel.com and NoGuiltDisney.com. You know, it's a Ren Disney blog. No Guilt Travel is basically a travel agency that deals with Ren Disney. This is what we do. This is our Super Bowl. This is what we're here for. And for those that don't know, I met Jane way back in 2012, 2013 timeframe, hanging out on the Facebooks in these Ren Disney groups. So sunset heart hands for Jane.
We got to reminisce today about groups.
We did. groups brought us together. So yeah, we're going to run down what we know and what happened. First of all, as a reminder, there was some leakage of information last week. As suspected, that kind of tipped us all off that something was coming, but I also didn't think any of it was really correct. And that turns out to be 95% true, I think. But here's what we know. First and foremost, Ren Disney's back, baby. Ren Disney's back. And it is coming back, not starting in Wine and Dine 2022, like I was projecting for quite a while. I did change my mind on that as of just whatever it was 2 weeks ago. But for a long time, I really didn't think they were going to be able to put on races until then due to the pandemic. However, I think once Florida said COVID's over and they took their foot off the brake, Disney's like, we're just going to do everything that we can to look as normal as possible. And that includes bringing our beloved race weekends back. So not 2022, but 2021. We're getting a Wine and Dine 2021 coming straight at you. We're also getting Marathon Weekend 2022. We are getting Princess Half Marathon Weekend 2022. And then a Springtime Surprise Weekend in 2022. The last weekend in March, first weekend in April, I think are the dates on that. But Jane will give us all the details here in just a minute. So yeah, we got all four races. Still, sadly, no Disneyland race, even though that's what we were kind of hoping for personally, but didn't happen yet again. I kind of feel like we can just finally throw that last, you know, blob of dirt onto the coffin, because it's not coming back out. I just don't see it's happening.
Listen, I am the first person to tell people to give up hope. And Heather will absolutely back me up on this. For those of you who don't know, Heather is one of my best friends, my travel partner, she's just one of my other halves. And I tell her all the time to give up hope, because if you give up hope, then when things happen, you're pleasantly surprised. but when you keep hoping and wishing for things and they don't happen, then you're sort of mad. And I like to be pleasantly surprised, but I will tell you that I will never, ever, ever get back together. No, kidding. I will never, ever give up hope on Disneyland races, because I want them and I refuse to accept that they're 100% gone. And I will tell you right now, I don't care if I have to go there and waddle around a 5K by myself, but I think someday it's coming back.
Okay, then. All right. I will take it. I mean, I'm down with this idea. I just kind of don't think it's going to happen, but that's okay. that's okay. We're going to move past this for now and go ahead and talk about everything that we know about this race weekends that are coming out. First and foremost, I think as we discussed last week when we were saying that things are probably going to come back, but they're going to come back and look a little bit different, Run Disney has now officially confirmed that on the website. They did say, you know, we're not quite ready to bring back every element of a Run Disney race weekend, but it's still going to be magical. So, you know, your mileage may vary on what magical means to you. For me, the deal breaker was going to be characters. If they didn't have any characters out on the course at all, even characters that we could just run by and see, like, I'm just talking like if there was nobody out there and it's just like, hi, go run around Epcot, have fun, guys. If that's all they did, I wouldn't be interested in paying the Disney prices for that. I understand at this point there's not, it's not likely that we're going to be able to run up and stand next to a character like we once did. I have a feeling characters will be out, and then our mileage may vary on how much time we actually get to spend with them or how close we get to get. I'm kind of betting on selfie line and that might be all we get.
So the actual wording on the Run Disney website, I'm going to read it to everyone. This is from the Wine and Dine Half Marathon weekend page, which I'd just like to point out that this particular weekend is the only one that so far has all of the sections for the race weekend, but even within the sections, it does not have all of the details, and it does have a lot of stay tuned for updated information. So whereas the other weekends, they don't even have the sections yet. They're like still in infancy. So this says the Wine and Dine highlights. I'm just going to talk about the 5K because that's what I clicked on. A 3.1-mile course through Walt Disney World, an array of Disney character sightings, and entertainment throughout the race.
Yep. So they may just be so far away. They may not be wanting to allow us to stop and take pictures with them at all. I don't know. I don't see. There's something else that I caught on this, and I did not catch this early on. So they've been updating this website as the days goes on. But under Wine and Dine on that first page, there is a section that says, while across business and communities, COVID-19 guidelines are trending in a direction that could allow for a more familiar Run Disney race experience. During the race weekend, we may implement health and safety measures such as face coverings, physical distancing, and other requirements if they are deemed appropriate. So that's, I think, what I am going to take from this is a couple of things here. Is A, they're hedging their bets. They're letting you know, look, we're going to give you these races. All right, guys, quit whining. We're going to give you these races. But there's only so much we're comfortable doing because we want to make sure that you're safe and we want to make sure that this is as safe as a process as we can. So there's some chances that we're going to have to do things differently. When I read that, I also, that is my clear indication that I don't, that along with some other things, I don't think they are going to sell a full race weekend for any of these races up front.
Oh, absolutely not.
So, no way. Yeah. So reading this and seeing like physical distancing and other requirements, that leads me to believe that instead of say, what it was, it normally 8,000 people at a 5K, they may only be selling 4,000 bibs for this 5K. That way they can have some room to do physical distancing if numbers look different, if reason looks different, that they need to do that when it gets closer to November. Because obviously, I mean, I joke that COVID is over at Disney, but it's really not, folks. I mean, there is literally no magic bubble that keeps you safe there. And so, you know, we just don't know what's going to happen, right? So I think that's what they're doing is they're hedging their bets. I expect them to sell all of these races at a smaller capacity. That is not confirmed. That is not given, like, you know, I have no proof of that. This is all just based on the signs that we are seeing with this information that has been coming out today. Obviously, as we always caveat these things, everything could change by the time you're listening to this next week, right? I mean, I'm going to put this episode out tomorrow, but I'm just saying that, like, if you don't get to listen to me until sometime down the road, everything might have changed by the time you get to us. So this is just accurate as of the recording, which is June 30th, 2021. Okay. Just want to clarify that. So yeah, that's my guess. Other reasons why we are suspecting a smaller race field. There is no early registration for annual pass holders. Golden Oaks. Is it Golden Oaks?
Golden Oak.
Golden Oak.
One,
okay.
One tree. There's one tree, gold just tree. One.
Okay. One gold tree. Golden Oak residents and DVC members. They're not getting early registration. In addition, travel agents such as myself, we used to have advance sales of bibs and we could sell a bib package to you. No travel agents are getting bibs for these races. And that just leads me to think, not that Run Disney is being greedy or anything like that. I think that there were reasons why they're doing that. And I think part of that is race capacity. So who can register early for any of these races, Jane?
Wait, we forgot there's another group that also cannot register early. Perfects.
Oh, snap. Right.
Legacies and Perfects.
In that wild,
I think, and honestly, I am not perfect. I mean, I am, let's be honest, but to Run Disney, I am not perfect. I was a legacy when they killed the jumbo race, but you know, we're good. We're good. We're friends. But this one actually surprised me, mostly because I also think that, like, marathoners that have been doing it for 25, 26, 27 years, whatever count they're up to, like, there's not a lot of them. So, like, help them out. And some of the other smaller races, like, I know Wine and Dine only has a handful of perfects. It's only like, I think it's like 50 or 75 people or something. So yeah, none of them, like Goofies, like I was like, Goofies have been doing it for a while. There's only a handful of them. Like, why couldn't we just, you know, give them that little heads up? But I think it's more so that, like, when you get to the Dopey challenges, the Glass Slipper challenges, the Star Wars races, although technically no one there was technically perfect because we never actually got to run the fifth year. But when you get to that, I think it adds in a lot more people. So I think it, rather than saying that certain groups could have it and certain couldn't, they just took everybody off the table. Mm-hmm. And that one kind of stung a little bit. But Club Run Disney, y'all.
Sorry. I'm just laughing.
Your hand.
That's right.
You thought that was a big old scam.
That's right.
Both hands. I'm raising both hands.
Yeah. And guess
what? But they told us.
They did.
They told us.
They
said, we're going to give you early registration. We're going to, you know, give you all these perks and whatever. And we all laughed and said, why are they going to do that? Like, we all get it with our DVC, with our annual pass, with our whatever. And then a pandemic happened and we said, haha, they took all that Club Run Disney money. And what did those people get? And now we're like, well, dang. And if I had a dollar for every post that said, where can I register for Club Run Disney, I would not be hosting this podcast any longer.
Well, we would be able to afford to register for Run Disney, Club Run Disney, if we had that. So the joke's on all of us who were naysayers. Look, I'm telling you, Disney gets you every time. Disney gets you every time. And don't ever bet on the house, y'all, against the house, y'all. The house always wins. And Run Disney Club members are the only ones that are going to be able to register in advance. And note on that, it's only the gold and platinum level. It is not the silver level. So you had to shell out a little bit of money and put some faith in the mouse to be able to get this. So those are really the only folks that I feel are, like, going to be guaranteed to run. I mean, I they're going to get their bibs. In fact, bibs were guaranteed for them anyway. But I mean, they'll be fine. The rest of us all of us, myself included, we're going to be sitting there doing the refresh, refresh, refresh thing from Big Bang Theory all day long, trying to get in to get these bibs. 2013 action. It's going to be wild. So hold on to your butts, y'all. Hold on to your butts. Okay, so that's early registration information. That's who's not getting early registration. We talked a little about the races. It looks to me, I haven't dug too much into it. I know you did, but race themes, are they the same as the virtuals from last year, or what are you picking up for this?
Some yes. As for themes, so Wine and Dine is keeping the villains theme. Thank you. It must be because they listen to my whining on this podcast. They are keeping the villains theme from last year, but they have mixed up the which villain is attached to which race. So, like, I don't know if this is going to be like always a villains race weekend. I don't know. Or if they're just like, no, this was really popular, so like we want to do it in person. So the 5K is the Evil Queen, who I love so much. The 10K is A Nightmare Before Christmas with Jack and Oogie Boogie. Love so much. The half marathon is Yzma and Kronk. I swear to you, if I could commit to training for a half, this would be it. Because I mean, they crack me up so much. And then the challenge is Ursula. And if you want to see, they have, it's in the logo. They actually show you in the logo a little bit of the artwork for the weekend. And then new, spoiler alert, is that this will have a virtual component as well as the in-person races. And on the virtual page, they actually show you, I believe, what are the t-shirts, what looks like the t-shirt colors and what those will look like. And they were pretty awesome, to be honest. I love them.
Yeah, I took a peek at Wine and Dine. I was only able to really jump into one race weekend, so I went with the soonest one that's coming. And those are pretty awesome. And I like that for those of us who are into these themes and were so bummed that we weren't going to be able to run any of it, that they're bringing that back. I don't know. Are medals going to be the same? Are they changing up the medals? I don't know what's happening there, but still fun. Still fun.
Yeah, that's still fun. Now for the other race weekends, marathon weekend is always, you know, Fab Five, they're always going to be part of that flagship weekend. I think it's going to be 50th anniversary themed is what it seems to be gearing towards. There's nothing really on the logo, except it does follow that royal blue and iridescent pattern, which is part of the 50th anniversary theme. So yeah, I expect to see something fun there. There's no additional details because again, they didn't put up the rest of the other data pages within that race weekend yet. So more to come on that. For Princess Weekend, this one is similar to last year, but not exact. Same as Wine and Dine being villains. The Princess Half Weekend has, it looks like Mulan, Cinderella, Moana, and Tiana. It doesn't link them in any one order for you to be able to tell if it's 5K, 10K, half, or challenge. There was some speculation online over the way that the logo is laid out compared to the way the logo was laid out this year. And who knows how that will shake out. But that looks to be Mulan, Cindy, Moana, and Tiana. So yeah, that's a good time.
It is. It is. That's awesome. All right. What else? Oh, something else that came up that is super important. And this is a big, big change. And that is going to be your proof of time.
Oh, proof of time.
Yes. Okay. So for those that have never run before, if you want to, they put you in corrals, which means how you start your race, the order in which you start your race, like A through whatever they go back to. Okay. And they determine who's in the crowds by speed. So the fast folks are up front and the slower folks are in the back. And it's all for safety. It's not like to shame the slower folks or to penalize them in any way. It's just that if they put those fast folks in the back, they would run over you and it would just, it would be ugly. I don't know if anybody saw the crash with the Tour de France that happened the other day. I was like, yeah, that would be a Ren Disney race if the fast folks were in the back, but just a big mess. How you get into a good corral has always been based on your time, and you had to send in a proof of time. You had to run a timed race that was certified, have the timing available on a website somewhere. It had to be an official link that you could turn in to Ren Disney so that they could then click on it and check it and determine where you would land in the starting order of this race. In the past, they used to do it where if you were going to run it fast, it was 3:15 and faster. And then they changed it to, well, it was 2:45, and then they went to 3:15, and then they went back to 2:45. So 2:45 has been the standard.
And then they went to 2:30.
Oh, and 2:30 also. Yeah. So if you were faster than 2:30, you needed to submit a proof of time. If you were slower than that, you did not have to submit proof of time. You just tell them, I plan to finish this in 3 hours and 10 minutes. And they'd be like, cool, we'll put you in this corral. Like, it all worked out. Well, these races are going to be different, folks, as we've been saying. And one of the big things to note is that proof of time, and this is for you faster folks, you're going to need to try to find a race somewhere that you can get an official time for. Jane, what's the new proof of time information?
If you are able to run a half marathon in 2 hours or faster, then you will need to submit your information during registration. Although it does say, so this is very confusing, and this is where, like, we know they're definitely still updating this website. It says you have to submit it during registration, but your proof of time race has to be run by July 30th. So, like, well, that doesn't work if I have to register on July 13th.
Right.
Okay. But it also says you can update it until August 17th. So in terms of proof of time, if you are able to run a half marathon in 2 hours or faster, God bless you. And you will need to run a 10K or faster, a 10K race or longer distance on a certified course, and you can turn that into Ren Disney. I think I saw somewhere somebody said it is, you know, it very rough math, it translates to about a 9-minute mile for a 10K or faster.
Okay.
So if you can do that, great, get that in. If not, then I guess everybody is going to be in the 2 hour or higher corral. Now, this to me was another indication about it possibly being a reduced field, because I was like, oh, this probably is like they don't have enough people to check all of the racers, right? So they're like cutting back, like, well, we don't want to have to check a bunch of people's, you know, proof of time. So if we just make it this small group up here, we can put them in one corral. And then, like, the rest of the racers, there was not that many of them behind them. We could just put them in the back. That was just like another indication for me, which, of course, you know, I'm totally speculating.
Right. We don't know anything, but this is different, which is what we were expecting. Something else that caught my eye just in general 411 information is talking about the day you pick up your bib. So when you need to go to the expo, in the past, it was unannounced, but it was available to have a day of pick up your bib. They are not doing that anymore. They've made it very clear. They're saying just day of race bib pickup will not be available. So I would absolutely not count on that, as you once were kind of able to, like, slide that in the past. I did it myself a few times because I showed up a lot later than I expected to. So I'd have to pick up my bib on the day of. I just don't think it's going to be a thing this year. It looks like for COVID reasons, they're just saying we're not messing with that. The other thing that stood out to me is event arrival and transportation. They said, check RenDisney.com and the guide for more information on event arrival and transportation closer to the event. I have not seen anywhere really anything. Did you see this about transportation from hotels? Like, have they mentioned that anywhere that you saw on the website?
No, what I saw was like TBD.
That was it.
Yeah, it was like, please stand by for more information. And I mean, we might as well just get into the whole hotel situation.
Right. Yeah. let's just get in there.
Let's just rip that Band-Aid off.
Okay. So while I cannot get you bibs right now, I still would love to. And any of your fellow travel agent friends that are out there, if you know somebody or, think of somebody or just want to, help a small business, booking with a travel agent is still an option and is still awesome. And we love you guys for it. What travel agents can do, especially if you find one that is versed in the Ren Disney experience, is I can answer all your questions for you, not just on this podcast, but I will hold your hand through this whole entire process if you are new to Ren Disney and if you have a lot of questions. Of course, you can get all this information by Googling. You can go into Facebook groups and ask people, but I'm just saying, if you want one point of contact who knows what they're talking about, hi. Right here. Okay, right here. So let me know. You can reach me at noguilttravel@gmail.com. Best place to get me. Don't try to send me anything through Facebook Messenger. I will never see it. noguilttravel@gmail.com. Okay, that being said, we can set you up with a package for the race weekend or a room only for the race weekend and help, again, answer any of those questions and walk you through all of this. What I can't do is magically create openings at any of these resorts right now. These are very tight, very, very incredibly tight with availability at this point in time. There's at least four hotels that I can think of that are still out there that are closed, that by the time Wine and Dine comes around or by the time Marathon Weekend comes around, fingers crossed they get to open. I mean, I don't know what the holdup is. I don't believe there's any construction going on. So is it just a staffing concern? Is it just finances? I don't know why these resorts have not been reopened or the plan for reopening them hasn't been announced. However, should those open, two of them are moderates and two of them are value resorts. So things could change where we have some options in the next couple of weeks or months. But as of right now, particularly for Wine and Dine, your options are super limited. Like, I think you can have a suite at Coronado Springs, or you can have Animal Kingdom Lodge Standard View room, and that's your least expensive option. So I'm telling you that a deluxe is your least expensive option right now. It's absolutely banana pants. But that being said, if you're looking for something or if you do want a book, please reach out to me and I'm happy to get you some quotes and to get you set up with that. But it's tight, and it's tight through all of the race weekends. Do not hesitate. My advice to everybody is to go ahead, book your hotel now. If you see something you like, book your hotel now and then get your race bib. If something happens and you can't get that race bib, if you're booked on a Disney World resort through Walt Disney World or a travel agent, we can cancel that and get you your money back without a problem. I do not ever suggest going through Hotwire or Priceline or anything like that, because getting a refund can sometimes be a little sketchier and a little bit harder to happen. Depends on how you book, but it can be a problem. However, if you're going through DisneyWorld.com or through somebody like me, a travel agent, those packages will be refundable. So if worst case happens, you don't get into the race, guess what? We just refund you and it's all good. And that's what it is. Or we move it to another date. If you'd rather go, to Disney World on another day, we can just find something else that works for you. So anyway, that's just something to keep in mind, is that you don't want to wait too long. But that being said, there's a lot of people that have reservations right now that are not going to keep them. Because again, if this race is going to be as tight as we're expecting it to be, there's going to be a lot of cancellations.
Yeah, I think so. I think there's going to be a bunch of cancellations with people potentially not being able to get in, or, you know, maybe people will start moving around with a new surprise race. Maybe, you know, if you're choosing one race, you might choose the new race. So yeah, I mean, things are always changing down here. And then obviously with the hotels opening, that is always changing all the time down here as well.
Yeah, absolutely. So just something to keep an eye on and to keep. I also wouldn't give up hope, because again, something can open up later. We might get more resorts or just more inventory put out. You know, I'm not sure how things are happening on the back end. I can just tell you, as of today, when I was booking folks, there was not a lot of availability. And, you know, you get what you get right now, and then we can figure it out later, is my hope on how these things work. Okay. What else, Jane? What else do we need to cover on these races?
So I will just say that quickly for Wine and Dine Weekend, it is the usual offerings of 5K, 10K, half marathon challenge. There will be a post-race party. There is now the virtual race option that it does go on sale on July 16th. So that is a separate registration from the in-person registration. And yeah, that's good for Wine and Dine. We will talk about the weekends, obviously, as they come and as registration happens and all that good stuff. Patty and I will obviously keep talking about it, because we can't stop talking about Run Disney. But let's talk about Springtime Surprise.
This is, I love this. I love it so much. As much as I love Star Wars and was looking forward to running the fifth year race and hopefully running through Galaxy's Edge, and for whatever reason, they called it before we even got to 5 years. Who knows why, but how cool is this idea that they have put together? So tell us a little bit about Springtime Surprise. What do we have in store, Jane?
I have no idea.
I know that's the best. No, but it's the best thing is we really don't. That's the whole surprise.
It's so great. And so for those of you who are new to Run Disney, and like, you know, Patty and I talk about it, like we've been here forever and blah, blah, blah. And we really haven't. Like we, you know, there are people here that have been here in this community three times as long as I have.
No, for sure.
But getting this Springtime Surprise is like the half of an announcement. Like something's coming. We don't know what it is. It's so exciting. And it reminds me of when we first got the news that there were going to be Star Wars races. Mm-hmm. And then we figured out that it was going to be a coast-to-coast Kessel Run challenge, and we were going to get it on both coasts. And then there was an Avengers race. And like, it gave me like those old Disney feels, those old Run Disney feels again. Like it really was 2013, which also is why I suddenly woke up today and decided I'm running all the races. And that's a whole other mess I'm in. I know. I'm like, I don't even like running. I don't do it. What am I doing? So the Run Disney Springtime Surprise Race, they have announced nothing. It says, if you've been looking for a new and exciting running event, the Run Disney Springtime Surprise Weekend at Walt Disney Resort is for you, because it's a completely different experience every year. You never know what to expect, except that it's going to be fun and distinctly Run Disney. Best of all, it doesn't matter if you've just laced up your first pair of running shoes or you're a Run Disney veteran who's been around the block. That's me. That's you, Patty. They're talking directly to us.
That's right. They are.
It says, the Run Disney Springtime Surprise Weekend is as much about the smiles as it is about the miles. But one thing's for sure, you won't want to miss this year's event, because surprise, it's going to be a whole new theme. For more information about the 2022 Run Disney Springtime Surprise Weekend event is coming soon. Please check back often.
Or, you know, just listen to this podcast, because we will absolutely update you with all the information as we get it.
It's one of the only things guaranteed in life. And what I love so much about this Springtime Surprise already is the colors of the logo. It's bright. It's like teals and blues and magentas and reds and yellows. And there's flowers on it with little hidden Mickeys. And then there's a Tower of Terror. there's an Epcot and there's an Everest. There's no castle. So what are you telling me, Ren Disney? Are you telling me that this goes through three parks? Are you telling me those are the three parks? Is that one race per park? Is it a half marathon that goes through three parks? Like, what's the story? So now you've got me, right? Now you've hooked me with like this conspiracy theory about Run Disney. I have to know it all. I have to run all the races. And then somewhere else, I don't know where I had seen it. Oh, it was on the events. No, on another page, I had seen Run Disney said it could be different distances you've never seen before.
Yes, I saw that too, which is awesome and very intriguing, don't you think?
I mean, I'm in. Like, I know they used to do, let's be honest, they could have been like, oh my God, you're going to walk from your car to the front of the park and we're going to give you a medal. And I would have been like, take my money.
Let's do that. I'm down for that.
It's such a great race, honestly. But I know that they've done the mini 15K in the past. They've done Chip and Dale Relay for Wine and Dine the very first year. So that like split it in half and you could do a two people relay team. We've had the Everest Challenge, which was a 5K. There was the Tower of Terror 10 miler. So there are some other distances that have been played with at with Run Disney. I know there was a, didn't they do a 13K at one point for something else? I don't know.
Yeah. So, and the original mini, I think, had something different as was a different thing as well.
So. I thought it was like 13K. Maybe it was mini.
That was it. Yeah. But yeah, it's they've done a couple of interesting things. So it's going to be cool.
I think it's going to be really cool. It is definitely the race weekend I am most excited about. And we didn't mention this yet either. Princess Weekend, they are doing an early morning yoga by the castle. How fun is that?
Yes. So I've watched over the years, I don't know how many years they've been doing it, but at least two, maybe 3 years that I've seen, they've been doing sunrise yoga on like National Yoga Day or something like that for cast members in front of the castle. And the pictures are always so beautiful, and it says the sun's coming up, and they're all so peacefully, like, I love it. So that's new. They are doing this sunrise yoga. Now, what I'm laughing about is that whatever it's going to be, 20 minutes of sunrise yoga is $95. It's going to be as much as a 9K, as much as the 5K. And I don't know, are you going to get a medal for doing sunrise yoga? What are you getting for doing this yoga? I'm just laughing.
Because I have no idea. I'm going to pay it, of course. If I can get into registration, you know I'm going
to
pay it.
Correct. No, I'm with you. I'm right there going to be getting my mat out right next to you, Jane, because we're going to make this happen. That's the goal.
That's right. But we're going to show up. We're going to buy our Disney-themed, you know, mats because you know they're going to sell it. I bet we get like a shirt or something and we're going to wear that proudly. And I will tell you that anybody that goes to this experience and gets to watch me do yoga, you are welcome. This is a bargain price to watch me do the downward dog. And I will tell you about the time when I went to stretch, literally stretch by like moving a leg and then fell over because I pulled a muscle and had to call my friends. So this is going to be great.
Honestly, you are going to get twice your payment, your entry fee in entertainment if you happen to be anywhere around the two of us, because I 100% co-sign the visuals of this. Yeah, it's going to be awesome. But the good news is, look, I mean, if we get in, we now have whatever it is, 6-8 months to learn how to basically
do it.
Yeah, touch our toes maybe. I don't know. But there's some hope for us yet because we have the gift of time far in advance. But yes, it's cool that they're kind of adding something to it. The price, of course, and guys, like this is not breaking news, but everything at Run Disney is expensive. All of the prices have gone up. Some by a little, I think, you know, $10 to $15 or something along those lines is the price range that you're looking at from year over year. But there you have it. It is back, and it's got some, they tried to shake things up a little bit, but not too much, I think, which, you know, I appreciate it. It's same, but some things are going to be different. So, that's kind of exciting news.
It really is. And I will absolutely admit that I was not prepared to be as excited for Run Disney as I am. My intent always, you know, Patty and I had discussed previously, and it was like, oh, hey, I'll sign up for a 5K. It'll be fun, whatever. I don't really have to do anything. I just don't have the time to commit to like a longer distance race right now. But here I was, instead of being like, oh, I'll sign up for one 5K. I'm like, I need the 5K. I need all the 10Ks. I want to run this. I want to do yoga. I have to like, I became so Run Disney poor today. If they'll let me in.
if they'll let you in, right? And folks, this is what they do. This is what they do. This is how they get us. We think we're out and then they pull us back in, right? It's just every time Run Disney, I'm shaking my
fingers. Every time.
Every time. All right. I think that's what we know for now. That's most of what we know for now. Anything else we should touch on? But I think that's pretty much it.
No, so I just want to mention, if you want to ask questions or you want to share your own Disney experiences, whatever it is, come join us in our Facebook group. It's No Guilt Disney. Patty went live on there today. We had fun making up some virtual race options yesterday. it's a good time. We talk regular Disney and obviously Run Disney. And also, if you're a fan of this podcast, we really appreciate it if you could share our podcast elsewhere. Give us a review on whatever player of your choice you're listening to and subscribe. Don't forget to do that. And then join us each week.
That's right. Because, you know, as we like to say around here, it is no fun to fangirl Run Disney alone. Bye, y'all.
The delicious ice-cold taste of Dr. Pepper has a lasting effect on people. Lindsay from Sacramento said,
pro tip, 40 degrees is the perfect temperature for an ice-cold Dr. Pepper.
Why is 40 degrees the perfect temperature for Dr. Pepper? We brought in Sue from Duluth, Minnesota to tell us.
Oh yeah, I know a thing or two about cold. Oh, that right there is the perfect kind of ice-cold for Dr. Pepper. I'd share that with my friend Nancy. She likes Dr. Pepper too, you know. My cold is...
All right, that'll be all, Sue. Having a perfect temperature for your Dr. Pepper? It's a Pepper thing. Inspired by real fan posts.